No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Let me loosen my belt buckle here first.
Woo!
Boy, that's a lot of turkey. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you. I am Greg, your co-pilot, along with Captain Ed and Dennis rounding out the crew today. Good Thanksgiving there, Ed. Did you have your fried turkey? Was
yes,
that the plan?
Yes, I did. I deep fried the turkey again.
Oh, boy. All right. So we got a few pounds to work off, or as I like to call them, Thanksgiving Day souvenirs.
Yeah.
We'll call those pounds those. But, boy.
We are in the eating season.
Yeah. So hopefully we won't fall asleep during the virtual cruise to the latest aviation news and information today. But it could happen. That L-tryptophan stuff, you know, I'm loaded up.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might have to do a tap dance or something if I start to
I'll just throw
fade
something
out.
At you.
Okay.
Like my cell phone.
He'll smack me upside the head. All right. Throw a banana at me or something. All right. So we got a lot of stuff for the holidays, maybe even some gift ideas. You got to get in that mode. I don't know if you took advantage of Black Friday, but...
you know better than that, Greg. I don't go near that stuff.
Yes, he does not. But you should be, you know, encouraging your family members that, hey, this is what I want. So we're going to have to get into that. Maybe not this week.
They never give me what I want. They give me what they think I want or think I need.
That's right. You got to fix that by telling them.
But you've met my wife. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
All I've said for years, all I want
is
a ride to go fly at Stallion 51.
Right.
Get a half hour in a P-51 Mustang. It's only $3,350.
Hmm.
I told her it could be my birthday present and Christmas present for 10 years.
Well, we know the guy. He offered to take me up for free. Well, he didn't say free, but he offered to take me up. I could ask him. I was like, do you feel like you're in the giving mood for the giving season?
Well, that'd be a good present for you to give to me.
Okay. I think, though, it's a two-seater kind of experience, though. So I think I'd probably have to go with you. Would that ruin it for you?
Well, that's if they let me take it up as the instructor, which I don't think they're going to do. They probably, you know.
So it is only two seats in one of those things?
Yeah, it is.
Well, he could sit in your lap.
Yeah.
Well, they have Crazy Horse, and then they have Crazy Horse 2.
Right.
So you just get him to give him both.
And exactly.
And we do a formation flying thing, and we could record on the radio while we're flying.
True. Like, yeah, you can be...
Greg would be screaming like a little girl, and Ed would be... Yeah.
Taking video of it with his iPhone.
I'd be grinning.
Right.
Ear to ear.
Okay, well, that sounds
just like
a pretty...
my brother did last week when he got his ride in the F-16. Good thing he had the oxygen mask, because it kind of covered up that grin.
That grin.
And the stuff that was starting to come up from his stomach. But, we got one idea. Maybe we can come up with a few others. I mean, you got to get in that mode.
Okay.
And just start educating the family members what you want as an aviator to, you know, a cool gift. So we'll dive more into that a little bit today on the big show. But also, you know, I haven't really got into it much since the election, but I mentioned it last couple weeks. You know, what is this? What did the midterms mean to the aviation industry? We've gotten calls into Tom Haines at AOPA, and I talked to him, and he basically said, "Greg, you know what? I need a few weeks to digest this and the turkey. So we're giving him a few, you know, some space."
Okay.
To do this. So hopefully next week we'll get Tom from AOPA and see if he has made heads or tails of what this means. Because I don't think anybody knows at this point.
Yeah, I honestly don't think it is. If you look at the strength of the Aviation Caucus and what was done in the last session, that, you know, obviously they got to still, with the new representatives coming into the House and new senators, they've got to, you know, work on building that caucus again and making sure that they protect aviation.
That's right. Send them a welcome packet, you know, have a hazing ceremony.
It's good that some of the biggest opponents are gone, which is good.
Yes. So, you know, the fact that we haven't heard much about it is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because whenever the politicians get involved, it's usually, God help us. We got to mobilize to fight these idiots off. So, I don't know. We'll find out more on that. So, just know it's on our radar, and we haven't forgot about it. We've just been, you know, focused on other stuff, like flying, as we should. Dennis, in his effort to continually entice me or encourage me to get my private pilot certificate, has come up with these new shirts.
I've given up. He hasn't, fortunately.
Well, he got the shirt. I guess, is this what you want to give me for the holidays there, Dennis? Is that it?
Well, I'm thinking we need to put up a merchandise page. Maybe we can really guilt you into it by having
these would sell.
These t-shirts.
These would sell.
You think, Ed?
Yeah.
All right, so they have a nice big Just Plain Radio logo on the front of them, and it says what?
I got my license before Greg.
Oh, wow. So it wouldn't necessarily motivate me, but potentially using me to motivate others.
No, I think
others.
This is more of a shaming thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a public shaming. When
public
my daughter
shaming.
Wears that.
I didn't take it like that. I was like, hey, look, they're talking about me. They're wearing the shirt. That's pretty impressive.
He's from the school. Any publicity is good publicity.
Yes.
Even if it's bad.
It's not bad. It's
no,
just,
it's funny. I think it's great.
It's hilarious. I hate you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, they'll never get
nicely
made.
Done.
Never get made. But he did the whole graphic and everything.
I got a shirt guy.
For Greg, do you?
I got a shirt guy.
Are you going to come into the studio one week and everybody's going to be wearing one of those?
No, you may come to the airport and everybody might be wearing those where people actually learn to fly.
Ah, yes. I'll never see it. What are the odds?
Yeah, I know.
So just email Dennis at Just Plain Radio, and if we get enough response, we'll get the shirts made.
Well, I know what I, you know, I'm getting through the holidays, and then, you know, New Year's resolution time. We know what that means.
We know what that means.
Time to make the same
again.
Resolution as I've made the last 3 years.
Yep.
I don't even have to do much. I already know what it is.
He already knows what it is, and he already knows he's not going to fulfill it.
No,
so.
That's not true. Oh. This year is different.
Yeah.
There's a new dawn on the horizon.
So how are you going to be able to afford flying in the new year? Because you're going to have to pay off Harsh Herald and Mean Dude already for not meeting your goal this year.
Pay them off with what is the question?
Well, that's...
T-shirts to say, I got my license. Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. How about that for a stocking stuffer?
You might get something stuffed, but I don't think it's your stocking.
Well, I was going to give it to them, but yeah.
They
All
might
right.
stuff it somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I don't need the motivation or shaming. It's going to happen. There's some good things happening.
Good.
So we'll see. But you know, we got to get through the holidays and focus on some other things. Like you know, I got
to be another trip to the Caribbean.
Well, yeah. I mean,
another dive show. And
Dennis and I keep talking about flying
excuses.
Together. You're trying to get the Mooney down here, but we keep running into weather issues. What's the dealio, man?
Well, I can't help it. Suddenly got cold up here in the Great White North, and airplanes and clouds and cold don't mix real well.
All
so.
Right. So we need another plane, or we need to get a more weather hardy plane that he can manage and fly all the way down to Minnesota from Minnesota down to Florida.
Or I just need to move.
You could do
well,
that.
Now, you know, that's federal
a practical
law.
Answer.
Federal law that you know, once you hit a certain age, you have to live in Florida.
And that's right.
Well, I think so. I mean, the state of Minnesota has, you know, exceptions and rules in there for the people that live in Minnesota during the summer and Florida for the winter. In fact, they call them snowbirds, and for good reason.
So do we.
Yeah, we do. We have way too many of them, but that's okay. Well, it's a big
state. That's why, you know, eventually I will move out of Florida.
You think?
There's too many people that are going to move in.
You know, there's plenty of space. We got room. Come on down.
Okay.
But you pay for our taxes, so we don't have any. That's kind of how it works, right?
Well, that's when they come visit.
Well, that's true, too. All right, so just come down for a vacation. And if but make it during the winter if you want. Be a snowbird just temporarily. But I don't know. We love all people. But whether you move or just maybe just consider upgrading. Dennis found this article. 7 reasons. I don't know why 7's the big number. Last week we had, 7 reasons to something else.
7 what happened things that flying can help with your business.
Oh, cool.
Right. That was from MBAA, and this one is, too.
No, actually, that was from Trevor, at one of their local flight schools, in-flight pilot training at Flying Cloud Airport. That was one of his blog posts. And so he actually brought us this one again. So I'm going to have to ask him what's with the 7. You know, couldn't come up with 10. You just had to
feels
call
lucky.
It, you know, phone it in.
Well, most top 10 lists, there's like 3 that are filler. So he's just going right for the good stuff, I guess.
Okay, Mr. Letterman.
Yeah. So this is from Trevor then, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Trevor at in-flight pilot training.
All right. Well, we got to give him credit. I don't think we even mentioned that last week, did we?
Well, I think I mentioned his name once in there. We were talking about
They're like,
about
oh,
it,
it's from Trevor, pilot named Trevor. What? You know, so now we know where he's from. All right. But this one is going to be 7 reasons why
your business needs a small airplane.
There you go. We'll talk about it next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I don't really need or want anything. I mean, my life is pretty chaotic. I have 5 kids, you know, and I have friends that love stuff. I have a friend who has a drawer of watches. I have another friend who has 5 cars. Whenever I'm with these people, I realize I'm just simple. All I need is a nice bed and a private jet. Yeah? Now, I have the bed. All I need is the jet. And it could be a used jet. I'm not a snob, you know. I mean, I don't want a prop plane. I'm not trash.
But I can see you fly away. I can see the sun upon your face. I can feel your heart and I can hear you cry. A dirty bird like me.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Dennis rounding out the crew today. All right, so we got this article called 7 Reasons Why Your Small Business Needs a Small Aircraft. All right, so some of these are pretty obvious, but, you know, sometimes we got to be reminded.
My small business is a flight school. I got to have aircraft.
Well, that would make sense. you know, but
and bird deflectors.
I think they're taking it from the standpoint like you're not in the aviation business. So, you know,
I get that.
Yeah. Could benefit from this.
This is supposed to be, you know, a tongue-in-cheek show, right, Greg?
What are you talking about? It's totally serious. News wall to wall.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so okay. There's seven reasons. There's only seven, not one more, according to Trevor. But here's one: do more in less time, which we're always trying to be more efficient. And of course, you know, that's my goal, is to get this plane so I can fly down to the Caribbean and go diving with Dennis.
Well, that's number two, so you're not paying attention.
Well, okay, I guess I did kind of blur them together, but I want to actually get
Greg
down there.
Not paying attention?
Shush. I want to get down to the Caribbean and then get back quicker, because the problem I've had, especially on our dive adventures for our other radio show, Scuba Radio, is the problem is the domestic carriers, you know, we're in Orlando. If we want to fly over even just to the Bahamas, we're at the mercy of their flight schedules. And a lot of times they don't fly every day over to this island or that island, and you're stuck over there for two or three extra days, which, hey, I could think of worse places to be. Don't get me wrong. But if you're wanting to go over there, get something done and get something, you know, get back, I mean, I could do like two or three trips in a week as opposed to one, and get to three different places in 1 week. So I could
even
do way more.
Trevor's example here was, you know, you have a meeting here in Minneapolis, and then you have a customer in Chicago that you want to meet with for lunch.
Yeah.
If you want to take an airline, I mean, you're one, it's expensive because they know that market. But by the time you get to the airport, park your plane, go through security, wait in line, wait for the plane, board, taxi out, fly, wait for your luggage, wait for your rental car, all that kind of stuff, I can be at the airport pre-flight and out the door 1 hour and 50 minutes from wheels up to wheels down. And in most cases, I can wind up at an airport that's far more convenient than O'Hare or Midway.
Of course.
You can go up into Palwaukee. You can go out to DuPage on the west side, Joliet to the south. No. You know, wherever, closer to your customer, far more practical.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
it's not
still
even
be back home.
It doesn't even need to be, you know, a short run like that. You know,
That's a 2 hour flight. That's a pretty good cross country.
Yeah.
Well, I can be in an airline. I've always said if it's within, you know, 500 miles, I can beat the airline there, or back, whichever scenario. Well, recently I've 1100 mile trip, it was quicker to get there in the Baron than it was to get back on the airlines. That it took me basically 2 hours less in the Baron than it did on 1100 mile trip than in the airline.
Well, there you go.
You know,
time is money.
Exactly.
Especially when you're cap med.
I did the same thing in a Bonanza coming out of Wichita. Took us 9 hours or 10 hours to get out there the day before to take delivery of the airplane. Took us 9 hours to get back, you know, and that's some serious distance there, and, you know, quite a bit more efficient. So it's definitely a time machine.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. It makes things way, way more convenient, but you can get so much more done. That's pretty obvious and a pretty good selling point for sure. So that's number one. Number two is what Dennis was alluding to that I kind of jumped the gun on, which is you can get to remote locations. Yeah, and that's a huge problem, you know, for little islands in the Caribbean, which, you know, is part of my MO for travel of places I need to go for some of our dive adventures for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why we started this show. I mean, years ago, I actually was flying from Fort Lauderdale over to the Bahamas, and we couldn't get over there when we wanted to on the domestic carrier, so a friend of mine knew a couple private pilots, so he got them lined up to come with us, and it was kind of my first private pilot experience, and I got in the co-pilot seat with this guy. I was expecting to nod off, and he says, well, I need to do this, this, and this. He put me to work, and I'm like, what the hell? What's going on? What do you mean? He goes, no, you're going to help me out here. I'm like, okay. And he explained a little bit of this and that, and I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of cool. I said, this doesn't really seem that difficult to do. And he looked at me, if I can do it, you can do it. He didn't know me well.
Yeah, obviously. But I'm like, there's so many things we can say in here, Dennis. Come on, help me, man.
Oh, I know. I'm having to bite my tongue here, and it's starting to hurt.
Yeah. But we had just an amazing adventure, and we went out there, and we flew into this remote island, one of the out islands of the Bahamas, and just had a great time. And it was on our schedule, you know. I mean, you got to do a lot of planning and watch the weather and all that kind of stuff. But, man, the freedom of it and just being able to have the access, you know, was just amazing.
Yeah.
So that's definitely
But you don't even have to go, you know, out into the, you know, the rural expanses. I mean, even like the example we just said, going into, say, Chicago, you don't have to go into just O'Hare or Midway.
Right.
There are other smaller airports, maybe closer or in the suburbs where you actually need to go to. And that's just not served by the airlines. And so then you're stuck having to deal with traffic and people and congestion. So, you know, getting to those remote locations, it can make it much more accessible and much faster than going on a scheduled airline.
Absolutely. So, seven reasons why your small business needs a small aircraft. We're on number three, and it's bring coworkers, family, and friends along. Now, all three of those people or those folks will love you to death. I mean, they'll be like, oh, my God, please. Can I go? You get that all the time, right, Ed?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you don't get, I mean, you get the love, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we do. But then a lot of people will walk up to the airplane and say, we're going to fly on that.
Yeah.
They're expecting, you know, the company airplane being this big old jet.
Well, okay. So you got to upgrade is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm just saying that some people misconstrue what they're going to be flying in.
Right.
But once they do it, they're like, oh my God, that was great. Mm-hmm. Just an example, there's a company we fly for that has a SR-22 and you know, Tallahassee is, you know, 198 miles away.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was an hour and 20 minute flight. You know,
sweet ride.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They you know, kind of drive
versus driving it 4 hours,
not counting I-4.
Right. Exactly. If I-4 is good.
Yeah, and all the road rage and everything else that goes along with it. You don't want any of that.
Nope.
So yeah, they're gonna love you.
Yep.
If you do that, great little perk for the coworkers and the folks that you have working for you. More reasons why you need an aircraft for your business next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Dennis, rounding out the crew. All right, so seven reasons why your small business needs a small aircraft. This is from Trevor from in-flight training. What is it, Dennis?
In-flight pilot training.
That's what I said. You know, I'm just checking them. I'm just testing them. So far, we've got three.
I think we need to test his memory, see if he's got Alzheimer's.
Number one, do more in less time. Get to remote locations is number two. Three, bring your coworkers, family, and friends along and make, they'll just love you to death. Now we're on to number four, and this is, I think this is huge. Make a great impression on your clients.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, can we have a meeting on Wednesday, say 11? Pick me up at the airport. I'm gonna fly in.
Oh, yeah.
In my private aircraft.
That you're not wrong.
Carries a lot of swag, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
And it opens up a conversation, too, that, you know, that... wow, that's cool. You know how many people I talked to that always said, I always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And just never did.
Right.
And then
gives you an air of credibility. You know, hey, that's you're right. A big successful business. You can afford an airplane.
Exactly.
Yeah. They don't know that you just
bought it. They don't have to know that.
They don't know that it's card. Yeah. It's, they don't know that it's on Keith's credit card and,
right.
And they're about
they
to come get it.
They don't have to know that it's a rental, you know.
Exactly.
Swag. Definitely. Or yeah. You know, just the value of that for sure. Making a great impression on clients. That's number four. All right, number five, conduct business while having fun. So while you're
just having them meet you at the airport, have them get in the plane and you can conduct your business while you're flying.
Yeah. It's like, I like
them out to lunch at the airport 50 miles away.
Well, no, you get them up in the air.
They don't want to sign the deal.
Right.
Hey, we got to land sometime.
Exactly. What do you say? You good on this deal? You're up at, you know, 5,000 feet.
Okay.
I see some turbulence up ahead.
Exactly. It's like, don't make me pull this lever if you say no. So, yeah, it would be a great time.
You just reach over and pull the mixture. Engine gets quiet. They sign.
That's right.
Put it back in.
A stall. Oh, no, that had nothing to do with you signing on the dotted line. I was just refreshing my skills. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That's the spirit. Keep them flying.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away.
Hey! This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Dennis rounding out the crew today. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you. Hopefully you're having a good time, and all you got to do is adjust that belt a little bit, and you'll be fine. That's what I did. Actually, you'll see it's halfway unzipped. Good thing this is radio, huh?
Thank God it's
all right,
radio.
Seven reasons why your small business needs a small aircraft. We've went through a few. We got a couple left here. Number six, enter a high-powered network, because, you know, people that have planes are, well, they're alpha males or and females, right? Or what?
I don't know. They're generally successful.
Type A personality.
Yeah, and they're successful business people in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can learn a lot from them about how they built their business and afforded their airplane. And,
yeah.
And
aviation's a big equalizer, too. When you go and land at an airport somewhere and pull up to that FBO, they don't care if you came in a Mooney or a G5.
You know, you haven't been.
Hold
to
on.
Same wait a minute. Wait, stop. You haven't been to Atlantic Aviation, have you?
I have. They let me park next to the other airplanes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you walk in there, and the people, you know, when you walk into the FBO, the pilots are sitting there. You know, you can have a conversation with anybody, and they could be driving a Citation, or they could be driving another Mooney, and you all have something in common.
Well, there's the Mooney guy.
The other thing about that is, you know, the people that are owning the airplanes and operating the airplanes, a lot of them, even if they fly in a Citation for business, they got a Cirrus or something in the hangar at home that they fly. You know, that they generally, once they get into it, they get into all levels of it. Good friend, customer of ours, Steve, that you flew in the Bonanza with him. He has the Baron. He just picked up a PC-12.
Sweet.
So you're one of your dream airplanes.
So it's always someone you know.
That's
and
right.
It's a great way to network.
Yeah.
Amongst this small little aviation community.
Yep.
For sure. All right, so this is seven reasons why your small business needs a small aircraft. So number one was do more in less time. Two, get to remote locations. Three, bring coworkers, family, and friends along. Four, make great impressions on clients. Number five, conduct business while having fun. Six, enter a high-powered network. And the seventh reason, according to Trevor, is take control of your business trips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's just, you know, being your own boss, more or less, right? You call the shots.
It leaves when you leave. You know, mm-hmm. You're not trying to catch a flight. You're not trying to work on other people's schedules.
Yeah, that's a big power trip, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It makes you feel special. Yeah, you feel like you know, you're in charge.
Yeah, a few weeks back, we
were confident.
Flew up to see a concert EJ was in up at Tallahassee.
Yeah.
We went on our own schedule, came back on our own schedule.
Right.
It was perfect.
Kind of felt like a big deal.
Well, you know, yeah. Didn't own the airplane, but hey, I just borrowed one.
You're the only one who knows that.
Exactly.
Right. So, yeah, those are pretty good tips.
Well, I've got the eighth.
Ooh, you think
the eighth reason.
This isn't filler for a top 10. This is a real legitimate reason.
This is a legitimate reason why you need a small aircraft in business.
Okay.
Because if you're looking to do charity work, as a charitable donation, you could loan Greg your airplane so he could learn to fly.
Oh, and I thought you were just going to go for it's a good tax write-off.
Or you just want to feel good about yourself for doing something good for humanity.
Yeah. No.
Actually, Captain Clay just did that with his plane.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He did one of those angel flights.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Angel flight. And there are. Actually, there are. There's plenty of things. There's angel flight to help people get to doctor's appointments
right.
When you have problems getting there. you know, we pilot and pause that that we see people bringing rescue dogs in through the airport. People volunteer their airplanes and their time to fly these dogs to places where they're going to get a good home. So there's all kinds of charitable things.
Oh, there's that Turtles Fly 2 charity that was back in the news again now that the temperatures are dropping. They're getting the stranded sea turtles that are up on the eastern seaboard and flying them back down to Florida.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. I hadn't heard of that
one. I hadn't heard that one either.
Yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, those make you feel good about yourself, but you had to tie it back into me learning to fly an airplane?
Because I figured... because I figured it's about the only way in hell it's going to happen.
It's for me to help humanity in order for me to fly.
No, for somebody just to hand you an airplane and say, go learn to fly.
What he's saying, Greg, is you're a charity case.
Well, that's obvious. But also, you know, Keith's not here today, so do you have his credit card? Get started. Just put a down payment on something. At Quest Kodiak at the MBAA show about a month ago really piqued my interest. Did you ever get a good look at that, Ed? You never saw it.
I spent maybe 20 minutes on the static display, got into the Cessna Denali, which looks phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
But that was about it. I made my appearance at the Textron display and ran into a few people walking around for a couple minutes, and then I was off to other things.
Right. Well, this one was down at the convention center, but it had a red and white paint scheme, like a dive flag.
There you go.
And so nothing inspires a potential pilot, I think, than seeing an aircraft like, oh, my gosh, that's what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not alone in that, am I?
No.
And that was probably some of the best motivation I could get. Now, once again, the price tag on the plane, I think it was like $2.5 million.
Yeah.
But Keith's credit card, I think we can get an extension on his credit limit to make it happen.
Yeah.
I talked to him about it, and then he kind of rolled his eyes, and we moved on to other things. But
yeah.
Still.
I think he probably said, I don't think so, Greg.
Yeah. But it's either that or the Grand Caravan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do have an interesting tidbit that they have early 2019 airplanes available, and they don't have buyers for them. So there are deals on caravans right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why are these ones that are boxed up like you bought from?
No. They're brand new off the production line. They just don't have deposits on them yet. So they're starting to get a little panicky. So they're doing some deals.
Like buy one, get one?
No, it's not like going to Publix.
Well,
there are no BOGOs.
Don't they know anything about marketing? Because Dennis would buy one, and I could get one.
No.
We just talked about you needed a bigger plane to get through the weather, and that'd plow right through some of that stuff.
We'd have to get floats on it for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I could get the floats. You could have a wheel.
No, I got the floats here. We got whip airs right in my backyard. I could go fly it over there. In fact, my examiner that did my commercial check ride is the chief test pilot for whip air. So cool. I got connections.
There you go.
Now, what are the chances of...
Better not tell Greg that. He'll want something for free.
Yeah. Well, the inventory on these Grand Caravans, that's kind of surprising to hear. Because normally they have these things sold before they're...
Yeah, they've been sold out for the entire year. Yeah, I'm not sure what the deal is, if a big deal fell through or what the deal is.
Because you guys just took advantage of that. A deal fell through, right? Those new 182s?
No, that had nothing to do with Cessna. The people we bought that from purchased the airplanes from the people in Malaysia, imported them back, and then turned around and sold them off.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah,
that had nothing to do directly with Cessna.
So this is a Cessna thing. So you're thinking about picking up one of them and putting them into your fleet at FT Pros?
Why would I do that?
Because then I could fly it.
Yeah, I forgot. It is always about Greg.
Right, Dennis?
Start teaching skydiving then, too. You know, you'd have the caravan. You'd have a progression. People could start off in the skycatcher.
Oh, that'd be perfect. We just go right above Orlando Executive and drop about 20 people out right through the final approach into MCO.
Why not? I came on the ILS into Orlando and broke out to see a banner tower just to my left. So, you know, it fit right in.
Hey, look, you know, it is Thanksgiving weekend. It could be time for a frozen turkey drop or something. You know,
freeze them. They hurt when they hit the ground.
Yeah, it is the
it's the time to do that.
Yeah.
The live turkey drop.
Yeah. We got to talk about WKRP, of course.
Well, I grew up in Cincinnati, so did Ed.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't grow up
in Cincinnati. Well, you just lived there for a while.
I lived there for a little while.
Yeah.
But I always watched the TV show.
Right. And I worked at the station there in Cincinnati.
What, EBN?
I did, yes.
WEBN.
They said it had, it was actually modeled after another station in some other market, but I always said, no, it was after my station. Oh, I know absolutely. All those Herb Tarlick and all those guys. And
what are you talking about? You dressed like Herb Tarlick.
No, I wasn't. That wasn't me.
No, I think he might have been Johnny Fever, but
yes,
we'll that might explain that. A lot cool. of things.
He was a pretty
that
cool
That would explain
dude.
A lot
that
of
makes
things.
A lot of sense. All right. Well, a lot of bad ideas, but I think we've kind of navigated through most of them. Let's deviate, because it is Thanksgiving weekend, into some gift-giving ideas for the aviator or yourself on your list or their list or however it works. We got them, like 25 items or something we're going to get through next right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ned and Dennis, rounding out the crew. Yes, we had to play our first Christmas song of the season since it is Thanksgiving. We didn't jump the gun. We waited till after Thanksgiving to do it.
Yes.
So it's only appropriate, right?
Well, you know, considering that all the places around Orlando had their Christmas decorations going up right after Halloween.
Or during, almost, pretty much. Yeah.
It's like, Halloween's over. Let's decorate for Christmas. Yeah. Wait a minute. What about the turkey?
It's just as scary, right?
Oh, yeah.
So true. All right. But it is time to start thinking about, looking for some gifts for the aviator on your list, or you just go look for stuff for yourself. Say, honey, either I'll way. Take this.
So if you can afford the $3,350 for the P-51, half hour and a P-51, these are good ideas.
Okay. Well, we got this list of 25 that Dennis found on what magazine or what was it?
All Gifts Considered.
Okay. But it has an aviation theme to it. So go ahead. Let's run through them. What do you got there,
Dennis? All right. So a vintage airplane pilot plaque with your name, you know, personalized. So, you know, for your garage, your bar, your hangar.
Yeah, I got one of
those.
So
like Greg's hangar? You have one that says
I've got Comiskey's Flying Service.
Really?
Yeah.
We need one for the Just Plain Radio.
And everything.
Studio, like Just Plain Radio hangar. Yeah. I should have that up here in the studio. All right, that's a great idea. Next.
This one's kind of clever, a little 3D airplane card. So for your for whatever gift you have, it's a little card that opens up and it's got a little airliner inside. So you can personalize that, make a fancy little greeting card. Number three here is a leather bomber jacket.
Got it.
I don't know if pilot would object to that.
But you never wear it because we live in Florida.
I live in Florida. I wear it when I go north.
What do you mean? You guys put your leather jackets on when it gets below 60?
No, not real pilots. Not people that lived up north for most of their life. We avoid jackets.
True. But when we go up north, you got to have something.
When we go up north, we need a little extra because our blood is thinner.
Right. Okay, bomber jacket. That's pretty common, yeah. What else, Dennis?
Another good aviation headset, Bose, Lightspeed.
Lightspeed.
David Clark. Yep. Yeah.
I like that idea.
T-shirts. Sure. There's tons of T-shirts out there. World's Greatest Pilot.
Just Plain Radio T-shirts.
Since 1903.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my license before Greg.
There you go.
T-shirt. No! Okay, go ahead.
All right. How about a mount for your GoPro so you can get those awesome YouTube videos of your practice sessions?
What, to mount to the wing of your aircraft?
Yeah, mounted to the wing or to the cockpit or to the belly of the plane. Yeah, collect,
permanent
get those
selfies.
Awesome in-flight pictures.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Okay.
I think the next one would be good for your wife, Greg.
Yeah. Keep going, Dennis.
Jewelry. Necklaces, earrings, things like that. Find a lot of that stuff at Oshkosh.
Yeah, the one you got in there looks kind of nice.
Yeah. A little airplane kind of thing? Or yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Next one's a real practical one. It's a USB battery brick.
Oh, yeah. I've got
two
of those.
Who doesn't have at least, an iPad and a phone in the airplane, and they inconveniently run out of battery about 20 minutes before you want to land?
You can never have too much juice. It's all about the juice.
Agreed.
All right.
And related to that, if you're traveling to foreign countries frequently, how about a power adapter so you can charge that battery brick?
Yeah. Okay. Idea. Yeah. Well, you get one of those like at Brookstone or Sharper Image type of things.
Yep. Or even your local Best Buy, I'm sure, would have something like
that. Yeah, I'm sure they would. Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep going.
All right,
Dennis.
Ed. So do you already have one of these over your garage? A Sopwith propeller, a vintage World War One type propeller over the door?
I don't have a Sopwith propeller. I have a Diamond Katana propeller that had an airplane that had a prop strike, so the tips of it are all chewed up.
Is that the one at the flight school?
That's the one I have at the house.
Nice.
The one at the flight school is actually not really a real propeller. Somebody jury-rigged that up, but it was cool. But
you have that for artwork on the wall.
Yeah.
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 Every place should have one.
Yeah, if you look at the pictures, we've got also a four-blade propeller that we bought from Sporty's, where everybody takes their I got my certificate picture.
Got it. So, everyone needs one of those.
Yep.
All right. Keep going, Dennis.
All right. Books. If you've got somebody that's a reader, aviation theme.
How about
books,
with a lot of pictures?
JJ, that jet plane is your stuff.
Well, right. There you go. Well, we did get him that already.
It does have nice pictures. I haven't read it yet, but anyway.
Well, didn't we actually read it to you?
Well, yeah, it was audio book. Keep going.
All right. A coffee mug with anything airplane on it. I like the one that they have as an example here. It says, getting high is my job, pilot coffee mug.
I got one that's like an F-14. It says, lead, follow, or get out of my way.
Hmm.
And I want to modify, get the hell out of my way.
Okay. Little attitude mixed in with the Morning Joe makes some sense. Where are we at there, Dennis? We're about halfway, maybe?
I've jumped all the way up. I'm up around number 17 right now.
I want 17.
Whiskey glasses.
I want 17.
Glasses. That's not
I up. Want 17 for my bourbon. They got looks like a zero there. And
yeah, it's a vintage Warbird. So I got a P-38 Lightning, a Beach-18. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks cool.
Well, you might have to complement that with some Aviator gin.
Or make sure you get the six-pack coasters, that have got the aircraft instruments so you have something so you don't leave a ring on your table when you set down your whiskey glass.
I like that.
Okay. That's kind of classy. Yeah, you get all liquored up and then hop in the airplane. No. Don't do that. But when you're not flying, hey, why not? look cool.
Yeah, I like this next one too. Is a good suitcase, you know, a travel pro, something, you know, that's going to hold up to the abuse, but yet light in the weight and easy to fit into the airplane because, hey, we're going places.
Little carry-on kind of thing. Yeah, makes sense. So we're down to about, we got
number 20. I'm jumping ahead here. A remote-controlled airplane. For those people that, you know, can't seem to get out to the airport or can't follow through, hey, at least you can fly your drone or your...
I could do that. That would be kind of cool.
Well, actually, Greg, I recommend... I've seen you fly the little drones around in here in the studio. You need to have the stabilized gyro in the drone so it will almost fly itself. That you just press a button and it takes off. You press another button, it goes, okay, good.
Or actually, no, I just...
Cat will appreciate that.
The remote control airplanes are not easy.
Mine doesn't have that. I just have a second one. So I'll go to that as soon as I crash the first one. All right, and on that note, we'll end it for this Thanksgiving weekend. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site for Morbid.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.